Welcome back to the Solomatician Podcast Unfiltered as we continue our Kicks in Conversation series. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to this channel and this video to help us continuously do this good work. So this episode will focus on insecurities. Sometimes we don't move forward in life because we are just so insecure. Or maybe we're not really insecure. So to help us have this conversation, I have two dope guests, Miss Terica and Miss Kayla. Welcome to the Solomatician Podcast. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
All right. So tell the artists a little bit more about you before we get started.
Yes, my name is Terica. I am a program manager for a tech company by day, and I am a food blogger specifically focused on highlighting Black-owned food brands, alcohol, and wine.
Hey, y'all. My name is Kayla. I am the founder of Dallas Black Bloggers, and I also am a billing analyst by day.
Gotcha. Hot topic. So what's going on in your world? That's books you're reading, something that's always on your IG, something that's aggravating you, that's bothering you. What's a hot topic for you? What are you working on? What are you thinking about?
I will say setting boundaries.
Okay.
I am big on setting boundaries. I've seen it a lot come across my timeline. I'm reading a book. I've already read the book called Setting Boundaries and Finding Peace. I think it's so easy for us to get caught up and not figure out how do I set boundaries. Not just saying no, but also saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do at this time, or you've violated my boundary. I've told you that this doesn't work for me, and this is what we're going to do moving forward. So I think it's important to set a boundary and really honor and respect the boundary that you respect, even for yourself and for others.
You're talking about the gate with addition. Kayla, what you got?
I think right now, since we're in the beginning of the year, there's so many things that are being thrown at us. We want to lose weight and then try to be consistent and then try to something new all at the same time. I think for me right now, I think I'm just coasting.
Okay.
I'm just testing out the waters on some things just to see how they're going, how I want for my business to grow. Just kind of testing out the waters, but not really putting too much emphasis on I need to do it right now because we already have so much stress going on in the world, right? Yeah. So for me right now, I'm just coasting. I'm just coasting and having fun.
I like that. Yes. I like that. I like both of which I got. I mean, the boundaries, that's we all got to work on that. So icebreaker. So you guys know I've been coming up with this stuff. Off the cuff. So if you had $1 million, you got one day to spend a meal, what you doing? Go.
I'm going to Miami. Ain't you? I don't know what I'm going to do in Miami, but I'm going to go to Miami.
I'm from Miami. I know. Ooh, honestly, I would make sure that I'm debt free. I'm paying off every debt that I have.
In that day.
That's the first thing I'm doing.
I could do half and half. So half Miami and then half going to debt free.
What would you do if you call one of your debtors? They'd be like, we're not in the office until tomorrow.
They in the office.
Yeah. They want that money.
They want that money.
That's funny. I like that one. They would definitely get there. All right. So insecurities. What is that? What do you think the definition of insecurity is?
I think it's a lie that we tell ourselves. Sometimes the things that we believe are insecurities, people find them to be the most beautiful things about who we are. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that you have to find a way to embrace them. And sometimes that takes time, but it also takes a level of self-awareness and takes a level of just really sitting with, okay, what is this insecurity and where did it come from? Yeah. Sometimes we're taking on insecurities based off of the world's idea of what something is. So when I think about in this day and age and these young girls having to look at people and they're like, wow, I don't have this type of body. You're getting that from what you're seeing, but you don't know that you actually do have everything that you're supposed to have, right? Yeah. You are beautiful, but it's something that you have to fix within yourself. So I think insecurities are almost like a lie that we tell ourselves to avoid doing things or because we just don't know where it's rooted from. So you have to become comfortable and just confident in who you are.
Yeah.
I would totally agree with that. I think insecurities are just keeping us from who we are, who we really truly are authentically. It can be easy for us to compare ourselves. And then, of course, that causes more and more insecurities. Just like Terica said, when you're really thinking about what you already have, then it should make you feel better. But at the same time, it's just keeping us away from who you truly are.
Yeah. Do you guys think that there's I read something that talked about, like, the cure for insecurities. Well, yeah, I mean, do you think?
What is it?
Right.